two things that we have to look at is, if there is a trade, what are we going to get when we trade back, and what are we going to get from a player standpoint and in the later rounds that we've acquired?
Gus said that there's four or five guys that you're looking at that you kind of have rated equal.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Last year, though, you told us, I said to you, is there a guy on a board that you pick? And you immediately said, if this guy's there, I know I'm taking him. And that's who you took.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's not one of those guys this year?
If you ask me, I would say there's probably one of those guys, but we're going through it right now with our coaching staff and our personnel staff to kind of develop a consensus on it.
So in your mind, there is a number one player in the draft and he falls to you. You think you should take him?
I think so, yeah.
Is there? You said there have been no calls for trades. Is that odd this time?
No, not necessarily. I think most teams, if they're going to start the process, will start in the beginning of next week.
But did anybody change your opinion or move way up and get competitive through the combine, through their visit, through interviews and so forth?
I wouldn't say nobody's moved up. I would say that nobody hurt themselves. And I think pretty much throughout the whole process, all the players we brought in, it was good. The ones that met with our coaches, the ones that met with our personnel staff, and even our team psychologist, you know, was really complimentary of all the players that came through. So we feel good that, you know, the ones we brought in, you know, didn't hurt themselves, but they helped themselves, and nobody really differentiated themselves from another.
You're a guy that usually sticks to that value of position, I think, for the most part, mm-hmm. At least most of you guys do.
Sure.
But so many people that think that this team needs weapons, you know you want to do that in the offseason, and the guy, one of those running backs, might be the best player in the draft.
Sure.
I mean, is it just too hard to take a guy at a certain position in a certain spot where you're at?
Not if you feel good about it. Not if you think that he can come in and do some things that will help everybody else around him. And in the case of a running back, if it was that, I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but he enables you to you know, the play action pass game, to open up room for the receivers, to, you know, Julius Thomas, Mercedes Lewis, to create one-on-one matchups for those guys and not having you know, them playing just too deep on us. So to do that and be able to establish a run, you know, a good running back can really improve your offensive line too. So if you feel like he's the guy and he could be the guy for a long period of time, then I wouldn't hesitate.
Is the game breaking wide receiver challenging at all, say a pass rushing defensive end in this day and age because of the scoring and such, or is it still you'd rather have that? If you knew this guy's going to get you 15 sacks a year, plug him in.
No, well, you know, the receiver can open up a lot of things on the offense. And, you know, if you have a guy that can take the top off the defense, well, that really changes how teams, you know, play you. It changes on how much they blitz you. It changes on how much they put eight guys in the box to stop your run game. So it changes how much man coverage they'll play. So it really opens up a lot of different things. And if you can get one guy to do that, that can open up a lot of things for a lot of other players along the offense. Same thing on the defense side of the ball. If you have a guy that can, you know, get you off the field in third down in the last two, you know, every game, 80% of games come down to a touchdown or less. So you're going to probably be on the field the last 2 minutes on defense at some point in time. If you can get off with a turnover or a sack fumble, well, that can win you a lot of different games. So and also open up things for the interior guys. So I think they're both equally important. It just depends on, you know, who's the better player.
You surprised almost all of us last year with your pick. Do you think the perception has changed a little bit for you now, Dave, when you're sitting on three, the feeling maybe there's no way he's going to get this guy, but maybe I better make a call and talk about trading up because of last year's pick?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, it's hard to say what other teams think and their thought process, but I think for us, we try not to outthink it too much. And I know you guys spent, 3 months or from the end of the season to now, you know, thinking about every scenario and exactly who we're going to take. And I read, when I read the newspaper and stuff like that, who we're going to take. And so I think you guys pretty much have it figured out, right? So
yeah, we overthink it a little bit.
Yeah. So, but, you know, our philosophy is, you know, let's not overthink this. And especially this next week is let's not talk ourselves out of what we really believe in.
Quick
follow-up. It would assume that there'd only be a couple of scenarios with you at three, you know, if both quarterbacks go or a quarterback and lineman go. Am I way off there when you do your scouting and your mocks? Could you have seven or eight different scenarios with teams trading up for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for that third pick, you know, it depends. You can maybe say you trade from 6 or 7 or 8, maybe you trade from 12, maybe you go all the way to 19 or something along those lines. So you just have to be prepared, and hopefully you would hope that if you're going to make a big move, that that team that wants to make that big move would let you know well enough in advance. And like I said, when we did the Julio Jones trade, we did that. We were working on that 3 weeks in advance with Cleveland, and it really enabled us to get that deal done with Cleveland, because now Cleveland can go through the draft process knowing that, well, this is a real possibility, and if we do go to 27, well, this is what we're going to do. Well, it's hard in a 6 minute period to say, oh, we're going to go from 3 to 29, and then all of a sudden be like, well, we didn't prepare for that for the last, you know, you only get 30 visits to bring in, and that would have maybe changed our thought process. Not to say we wouldn't do it. We think we'd be prepared for it. We talked about it. We discussed it, but it would have to be something substantial.